Hi, my name is Jenny Hill. I'm 11 years old and a member of the Urbana Middle School Critical Thinking Enrichment Program. This is the first of three commentaries from students from our school. By now, the subject of whether or not to add two at-large seats in the city council has already been settled. But was it necessary to vote on it? This is an issue that turns people of the same political party against each other. Some people feel strongly about different sides of the subject, and they have their own reasons to support them. One example is my parents. They are both Democrats, but my dad was in favor of the addition of two at-large seats, and my mom was against it. All around my neighborhood, mostly Democrats, the signs about this issue were not all alike. After hearing my parents' opinions, I figured out that the Plus Two group believed that adding two at-large seats could help our mayor's position and the city council get stronger. The No at-large group felt that the mayor didn't give good enough reasons to add these seats because he brought up the subject too quickly. My own conclusion is that the issue of the two at-large seats should not have deserved a place on the 2004 ballot because there are much more urgent issues that our country has to face right now.
Hi, my name is Kelsey Kellner. I'm a 6th grade student at Urbana Middle School. Anupama Pilbrow is the co-author of this commentary. She is also a 6th grade student at Urbana Middle School. There are an estimated 383 deer at Allerton Park. Exactly 162 permits are given out to the hunters per season. 24 hunters are allowed in Allerton Park per week. The population of deer doubles about every 5 years. Let's say that there was a limit, even though there is actually a limit on the number of hunters, but none on the amount of deer that they can take, and that each hunter took 3 deer. There would be no deer left. Should this happen? No. This is a tremendous decrease in deer. A few good ideas for decreasing the population of deer without bow hunting and possibly mutilating deer would be creating a force up, or tranquilizing and then moving the deer to a better location, such as an abandoned forest. With archery, you must shoot in certain places, such as the neck. If you neglect to do this, the deer will become mutilated and could die months later because of infection. Managing deer populations is a necessity, but surely we can do it in a more civilized manner. Deer do not deserve to suffer, and mutilation is not a humane solution. As Mark Straka stated in a letter to the News Gazette, kids do not need to see a gut-shot deer bleed out in the 4-H camp.